Continuing with Chapter 2, Dilemmas of Anti-Systemic Movements, from the book Anti-Systemic Movements by Giovanni Arrighi, Emmanuel Wallerstein, and Terence Hopkins. The openness or closure of a state's borders to such movements of people, goods, and capital, however, we note parenthetically in passing, has always been less a matter of that state's policies toward the world than of its location in the hierarchical ordering inherent in the capitalist world economy's interstate system. And my interjection, we do see that back then, 30 years ago, and ongoingly through the surviving member, Emmanuel Wallerstein, these three have been trying to give us the language to make sense of our reality so that we can successfully engage with global power, so that we can know our opponent. Look how far that's gone, we will be asking ourselves as we go along. Continuing. Less about what the state itself does, its policies, than its location in the hierarchy. This location is determined not merely by academicians, but by demonstrated or credible relational strengths, practical conditions affected by ruling classes. They were calling them out back then. Back then. And where has that discussion been for 30 years? Continuing, rather, it is a matter of the interstate systems appropriating all manner of direct and circuitous relations among people of different countries, state jurisdictions, whether religious, scientific, commercial, artistic, financial, linguistic, civilizational, educational, literary, productive, problem-focused, historical, philosophical, ad infinitum, such that they all become, at the very least, mediated, more often actually organized, by the counterpart agencies of different states through their established or newly formed relations with one another. The effect is to subordinate the interrelations among the world's peoples, not to raison d'etat, a practice with which all of us are all too familiar, but to raison du système d'etat, a practice with which most of us are all too unfamiliar. There is, we should briefly note, a set of consequential historical contradictions, many formed through this recreation of all varieties of social relations into networks within either inter- or intrastate frameworks. Many kinds of community, in the sense of communities of believers, practitioners, form, in a way, worlds of their own in relation to, in distinction from, and often in conflict with, all others. That is, those who are not of their community, who are non-believers or non-practitioners, hence, non-members. My interjection, two things. First, recall the focus of this chapter, Dilemmas of Anti-Systemic Movements, i.e. that which must be confronted for us to succeed in getting free. And as we read, we must ask ourselves continually, how important is it? How important is our freedom to us? Or at the least, are we willing to organize discussions of this question? Secondly, what they are describing, Popper called tribalism, and professional leftists might call identity politics, about which we have conflicting feelings, because we have never factored hidden power into our discussions, such that we can see that ending power, global power, must be our top priority. Continuing. These are often large, encompassing worlds, the Islamic world, the scientific world, the African world, or in the United States today, the Black world, the women's world, the workers' or proletarian world, and so forth. It is far from evident that such communities of consciousness can even persist, much less grow, within the structurally developing inter- and intrastate framework. The kind of contradiction noted here marks, to an even greater extent, the popular peace and environmental movements, but that's because they are perforce in today's world state-oriented, whereas the communities of consciousness we have in mind elaborate themselves independently of stateness, hence, however, in contradiction to it and to interstateness, rather than through them. But my comment on this, power, as to it we are but children, believes the privileged ones among its subjects should be given games for entertainment to keep them busy, particularly if jobs must be dispensed with. So, per our training, as we leap eagerly at this lure, let's give one to ourselves. Can you see the hidden hand of power in that scene and in the one that follows? Power wants no competition for our allegiance. Wants the market to name us, the deputized state to claim, control us. But increasingly, the state as deputy is participating in our naming as it attempts to guide and limit dissent. It deputizes our hunger for meaning, fostering tribal groupings that can be safely for it contained within the nation state frame, with a potential bonus for power, that through the resulting division and the rules, terms, laws, morass, the numbers needed to challenge them can never be amassed. But what this also means is that increasingly tribal, quote unquote, groupings can be mobilized for purposes of division, but not for forming a challenge to the state.